In his last words, Christ tells us we are to be his witnesses in our communities, in our cities, in our nations, and to the ends of the earth. This is the Acts 1:8 Challenge. Accept this challenge today, and your church can become part of this worldwide mission. You're listening to the Acts 1:8 Challenge podcast.
This is Tim Yarbrough with the Acts 1:8 Challenge. I'm here again today with Van Sanders. Van Sanders, we had with us in the last podcast. He is consultant for people groups and strategic planning with the Church Planning Group at the North American Mission Board. How are you again today, Van?
I'm great, and you?
Good, I'm great. Well, thanks for being with us again here today.
It's great to be with you.
And we had a great conversation last time about North American People Spectrum. Mm-hmm. And we want to kind of continue that discussion, but what we want to do today is we want to talk about tools, you know, kind of tactical kind of things that pastors can use and mission leaders can use as they begin to put together and assimilate their plan to share the gospel with the people around them, as well as people who they engage through their Acts 1:8 strategy, which might be people in Judea, Samaria, or ends of the earth. Okay?
Okay.
Let's talk a little bit about what those tools are. Can you give us a summary again of what those are and kind of get us started on how we can best use those?
Sure. You know, I said one thing last time that I want to reemphasize today, and that is these tools are just that. They're tools. The source of growth and spiritual success is from the Lord.
Amen.
And I don't want to ever communicate otherwise, that if you use a tool just like it's written to be used, that guarantees success.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Yeah.
But it's God and what he wants to do through you.
Amen.
And that's what you got to keep at the forefront.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes we go out with a predetermined plan that this is what I'm supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then God brings somebody else, a different circumstance along, and mm-hmm. we go, no. Sorry,
yeah.
You
don't fit my little
plan
here.
I was supposed to preach today.
Yeah.
And God brought them, and we dismissed them.
Yeah.
So I want to emphasize walking with God in the Spirit.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes we miss out on that aspect of God's nature, don't we?
We really do. Because I know in my own life, the reason I do is because I don't want to change.
Yeah.
I don't want to change from my sin. Mm-hmm. I don't want to change from my habits that mm-hmm. may not be mm-hmm. sinful, but they are preventing me from walking with God more closely.
And that can apply to the body of the church body as well, can it?
It really can.
Kind of getting in a rut, doing the same thing, reaching out to the same people. I'm reading Desiring God by John Piper right now.
Uh-huh.
That really is an interesting book.
Very good book.
It's really challenging me in the way I think about God, you know, in his nature.
Yeah. And, you know, along those lines, I think we ought to look at Scripture. Not saying people don't, but we need to make ourselves look at Scripture from the perspective that this is all about God.
Yeah.
And when we focus on God, he transforms us. And in my own life, one of the ways that I've been transformed most quickly or most effectively is when I'm sitting with somebody or standing talking with someone who doesn't know the Lord,
mm-hmm.
they're very different from me, and I'm having to figure out, man, how do I communicate this good news to them?
Yeah.
So, you know, what happens is it drives you to your knees.
Yeah.
And you realize.
Because you don't have the answers.
You don't have the answers.
Aside from God.
And your love for them and your uniqueness that they experience because of your love for Christ opens up their receptivity.
Yes, mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about these tools, and if you could kind of set this up. I know now a lot of pastors already know what it means to kind of gather demographic data about where they serve and all that sort of thing, but you want to kind of put a little different twist on this, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to start with demographics, and that's what's on peoplegroups.info.
Mm-hmm.
We have nationality, ancestry, language, economic, housing, all that type of demographics.
Yeah.
But one of the unique things about peoplegroups.info is how it is arranged. So you can go on there. If you go to peoplegroups.info, and you click on the new portion, you'll see a little sentence there at the top that says new, and you click there. Well, what you can, what you'll see is on the left-hand side are drop-down boxes for all this demographic data. And you can go to your community level there and click on there and see which top 10 groups are in your area. And I find that helpful because it will quickly enable you to begin to build an awareness about the
what's around
kinds
you.
Of groups around you.
Yeah, and you simply just put in your zip code, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's another part of the website where you can choose from zip code, county, city, or state.
Okay.
And, for instance, you put in your zip code and you've chosen nationality. Well, what you will find is the entire list of nationalities as determined by the United States Census for your zip code. So, you know, let's say 75 nationalities show up in your zip code. Man, what are the implications for your church? As a pastor, I would ask my church, I would, could come before them and say, did you realize there's 75 different nationalities, 75 maybe 75 different languages spoken in my community? How is my church, how are we, church, going to obey the Great Commission in such a context? That's what the peoplegroups.info is designed to help a church with. Further, if you receive the peoplegroups.info training, then you'll be able to get access to other resources that will help you research different groups of people and will help you connect with others across the country who are reaching those people.
That's a pretty cool aspect of that, because you can literally see, and not, of course, not in every area, but in some areas of the country, let's just say that God begins to lay on your heart a burden to reach a certain people, group of people in your particular area. You may see that another body of evangelicals are already working with that group, and you can join them. You're not so much on your own, are you?
No, and that I think, Tim's crucial, is we've got to get out of thinking that we can do all this by ourselves. It's too complex, it's too big population-wise for any one church to do it. And, you know, I think the way God's designed us to partner together for His kingdom, if we'll work together with others, we'll see God work in special ways.
Amen. There's enough kingdom work out there for everybody.
Boy, you got that right.
All right. Well, peoplegroups.info. And it's simply, it's a free sign up, isn't it?
Free sign up. And if you're interested in training, then there's a email address there you can click on.
Okay, on the website. Okay. And I guess these are probably done through state conventions or, okay. All right. All right. Anything else about peoplegroups.info?
No. Well, there's many things on there. Let me just say this. If by chance you have your church or an individual in your church has a particular interest for a particular nationality or language group, if the census has identified them, then it's on our website. And you can go to that new upgrade site and click on the language. Say it's Gujarati. Click on Gujarati, and immediately every state that has Gujarati in it will be shaded green. Then you can go to that state and click on it three times, and you'll see every county that has that. And we're working to get this down to the census tract level, which means if you're in a densely if your church is in a densely populated area, you'll want to get down to that census tract area to see where they actually are living.
Yeah. So what you're saying here is this could even be a Samaria opportunity.
Oh, absolutely.
For the church as well,
absolutely.
As they look beyond their particular locale.
And further, I think it's a globe, ends of the earth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Activity, because more and more, like if perhaps as an Acts 1:8 church, you're sending mission teams to different parts of the world. Well, I recommend that if you go to a country, China, for instance, and there's Chinese in your community.
So you're working with the Hmong over there?
You work with them locally and in their homeland.
Absolutely.
And then you connect with those around the country who have a heart for them, for the Hmong or the Mandarin Chinese. And you just see God work through that synergy to further his kingdom.
Yeah,
start
absolutely.
New churches.
Absolutely.
So, I was going to say this too, Tim. Be sure just to go to the website and you know, experiment with
explore,
it.
Explore.
Yeah, explore it. Don't be afraid to just try things out and see how it helps you.
Okay, great. All right, other tools.
Another tool, and these are integrated.
Okay.
So People Search is a resource designed. We have two versions. One version is for associational directors of missions, and the other version is for the local church. And People Search works together with peoplegroups.info. People Search will guide you in how to use peoplegroups.info for specific searches.
Mm-hmm.
But generally speaking, People Search is a tool to help mobilize people to understand their community and get out in the community to understand the different groups of people living
mm-hmm.
in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, a lot of times people, myself included, will think, man, when can we finish this? Give me my list, and then we can go.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the nature of our communities is understanding them is an ongoing process.
Yeah.
We never finish
yeah.
going from place to place, mm-hmm. people
until
to people.
Returns.
Until Jesus returns. I always say, ask, when does the Great Commission end for me or you?
Yeah.
Well, when I die.
Yeah.
That's when it ends.
Yeah.
When's it finished? When I die.
Yeah.
We're always making disciples. And we're always trying to find those next people who've not heard the good news and need to hear it.
We have to work while it's still day.
So People Search is something designed to help you do that.
Now, is that peoplesearch.com?
And we don't have it on its own website. You can't find it at Church Planting Village.
Okay, so it's through Church Planting Village, mm-hmm. People Search. So just go to Church
Planting. And really, we can send you a hard copy. Or we can send you an electronic version.
Okay.
I think if they will email us.
Well, we could make that available off of Acts18.com as well.
I think that'd be...
Why don't we plan on doing that after this podcast? We can get that to where at least they can have a link to it, because we're going to also provide, as we mentioned last time, the graphic for the North American People Spectrum. So we can add that resource as well.
That'll be great.
Okay, great. Okay, and you mentioned...
Let me add something else about that People Search. Again, the People Search has a lot in it, the associational version. We encourage those who use it not to rigidly follow every aspect of it, but to pick and choose that which most help them in their strategy. Let me just give a couple of things that are included in that. There are guides there for you to get all the demographic information you'd ever want on your community. There are guides and survey questionnaires to help you understand and relate to churches around you, to know what they are doing among the different peoples. There are surveys in there that you would use with volunteers to go out and learn about your community. So there are a whole lot of tools in there, and you can pick and choose which tool you want to use, when you want to use it, and how you want to use it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to emphasize that. It's not that you have to use it all in the order we give it.
Yeah.
You can use it as you choose.
Just treat it strictly as a resource, and
mm-hmm.
how you integrate that into what you're doing is up to you.
Yeah, look at it like it's a tool in your tool belt.
You are speaking the Acts 1:8 challenge language.
Well, that's...
We like to provide lots of resources and not dictate it in a programmatic way to the church. Now, you know, there's programmatic aspects of it if you want to do that. But for the most part, it's how you determine where God's leading your church.
Exactly. And that's what we want to encourage folks to do with this people search.
Yeah, okay. All right, peoplegroups.info, people search, and then finally?
People Teams is a resource that's designed to help a church who knows there are groups of people around them not being reached with the gospel, and they have a burden to see new churches started among those groups. For instance, if you've got a group from South America, maybe some Bolivians, and they're a significant number in your community, and they do not have a church that can really address their needs in Christ, and you have a heart for reaching them, and you want to start a church, well, People Teams will provide you 3 weeks of training for that group, to form a group, to reach the Bolivians, provides 3 weeks of training, and gives them hands-on experience in how to take the gospel cross-culturally. This resource requires quite a bit of commitment on the part of those in your church who want to plant that church or plant the gospel cross-culturally among another people group.
Mm-hmm. So this could be, obviously we have a lot of churches that are still kind of working their Acts 1-8 strategy as they fulfill the Great Commission. This sounds to me like this maybe even kicks it up to a little higher level.
It really does. Because this is dealing with a lot of missionary type issues.
Yeah.
For instance, if you get let's say you had a team of 10 in your church who wanted to reach the Bosnians in your town. Well, Bosnians are Muslims and they're from a different culture, and most of us aren't aware of what they believe.
Yeah.
So People Teams will give you tools on how to understand their worldview, how to understand their religion, and how to make friends with people from a different culture who have these different beliefs. And it will give you interactive time to understand as a group and learn as a group what it takes to communicate the gospel to people of a different culture. It's not as easy, especially if their English is not real good, or they're new in the country and they're scared of us, and of course we may be scared of them. But People Teams is designed to help walk us through all of that.
Yeah. You know, we're kind of in a unique time now, as we kind of bring this podcast to a close, where you mentioned the Bosnians, for instance. You know, we've talked about over the years about the ugly American. We go overseas, and we really don't seem to ever learn the language of other people and all that sort of thing. But when people come here, for the most part, a lot of them have a working knowledge of the English language. And I know a barrier to some might be that, well, what do you mean reach the Bosnians? We don't speak that language, whatever they speak.
Right.
You know, and this would help lower those some of those barriers, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One of the components of measuring unreached people groups internationally, or one of the greatest contributors to an unreached people group internationally, is their lack of proximity to a church. So, like, in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, Christian churches are not allowed. So, those people in Saudi Arabia who are lost do not have close by that could witness to them.
Yeah.
But those Saudi Arabians living here in the United States, they could be living right next door to our church. But that proximity issue has now been addressed, but the cultural distance
has
not.
There's a cultural barrier there. Yeah.
So a lot of times we're afraid to take those initial steps to go to somebody that's different from us. And they're afraid of us, too. So I think it's urgent for us as believers in Christ in the United States to say it's incumbent upon us to take the initiative to go to those different from ourselves, even though we'll be uncomfortable, because that's what Christ did for us. He took the initiative to come to us when we weren't even seeking Him.
Yeah.
And we need to do the same thing to those who are different. And this tool, people teams, will help you do that. And the Holy Spirit will take away your fear as you do it.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it just from the, if you think about it almost cosmically, gosh, I mean, God came from a pretty different culture.
Absolutely.
Into a world of sin, you know, and as a human being, I mean, you can't get much more cultural, culture shock than that, can you?
He became a slave, it became a servant.
Yeah.
And, you know, the king of the universe was willing to lay it all aside for us. And
so, I mean, should we be willing to do the same for Him?
Man.
Wow. That's amazing. Well, okay, any other tools we need to point out as a pastor? These are three good, solid ways to begin to get started. Obviously, people groups kind of steps it up to a whole other level. But, you know, churches can work toward that, you know.
Yeah, I would just say these three resources are good tools.
Mm-hmm.
But where we want to go is with churches and members of churches learning by experience how to take the gospel to unreached peoples living around them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no substitute for real experience.
Yeah.
You know, I was trained in seminary. I went overseas. First, I started churches here in the United States. Then I went overseas, came back to here, and did the same thing. The only way I learned how to start churches, the only way I learned to witness was by doing it.
Yeah.
And these tools will give you some good direction and preparation, but you got to implement.
Yeah.
And I know I'm preaching. I know I'm preaching to the pastors here, and they're going, "Well, I know that. Help me get them people to go with me."
Yeah.
That's our challenge: is how do we get our folks to say, "You know, man, I'm desperate to get the gospel to somebody else."
Yeah.
And I just want to say it over and over: we're not professionals.
Yeah.
We're brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
We all have the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We all have the gospel. Let's love the Lord and love people and let God do what He wants to through us.
That'll preach, man.
Amen.
Preach, brother. Yeah, there's a great missionary force among evangelical Christians, of course, Southern Baptists. And, of course, you can count us all different ways, but a lot of us are just in the pews.
Yeah, we are.
We need to be activated out to the field, don't we?
You know? I know I do.
Yeah. Okay, Van, well, thanks again for being with us today. And let's go over once again how a pastor that might want more information on this might contact you.
The best way is to reach me at my email address, V as in Victor, Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, at nam.net.
Okay, that's vsanders at nam.net, and also a website you'd mentioned, I think, last time, Church Planting Village.
Yeah, Church Planting Village. We have many of our resources there. Also, peoplegroups.info that we spent some time talking about.
Yeah, that's churchplantingvillage.com. And pastors, as I mentioned last time, if you have never been on churchplantingvillage.com, first, shame on you. But seriously, it is a very extensive site. I think to get through all the resources at churchplantingvillage.com, it would take you months, literally months, to read through and review all of that. And so check that out and find out the resources available to you. Always, there's acts18.com as well. We provide links to a lot of these different websites available through NAM, the International Mission Board, as well as your state convention and your local association. Van, any final word?
No, I just appreciate what you're doing, Tim. No final word on people groups and people search, but yes, you and your work with Acts 1:8. And you pastors and your work with Acts 1:8.
Amen.
I just praise the Lord for you and look forward to participating with you, assisting you in your work for the kingdom.
Well, thanks, Van. It's a privilege working with you. And pastors out there, it's a privilege for, I know Van would say the same thing, for us to be able to work with you through our Acts 1:8 partners. And, let's just pray that God would use these tools in such a way to expand His kingdom and that we be more about His business.
Amen, brother. Praise the Lord.
For more information about the Acts 1-8 Challenge or to register your church, go to www.acts18.com or call 1-800-4-ACTS-18.